On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Sonoma County Supervisor, the Chief of Shirley Zane. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. Lots happening with the County of Sonoma. And before we get to the budget property, let's get to this real estate deal that we're all talking about and that has been controversial at times, but is getting closer and closer to fruition. Is the Board of Supervisors pretty proud of that progress?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Actually, it's been about 2.5 years.
Yeah,
and it's been a very full vetted process. But you know, people don't always like change, and there's understandably concerns. But we crafted this sell with a request for proposals and sent it out to over 500 developers. With that in mind, that we knew that whatever was going to be proposed needed to be complementary of the surrounding neighborhoods.
And we should remind people that we're talking about the site of the old county hospital on Chenate Road. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so you know, we're not, this is not the land development phase. That every single little stone's going to get turned over in the land development phase, and that's when it goes to the city in terms of how many units will be built and how close they will be and how high they will be and all those things that people are very worried about right now, which I can assure them they don't have to worry about that, because honestly, their voice is going to get heard. It's going to be part of the process, but that's what you do in land development. But this is a sell. We did ask for a master plan because we didn't want to go out and carve up the property into four different parcels with four different developers, and that's really what would have happened if we hadn't asked for a master plan, and then somebody who had the deep enough pockets to be able to buy it, too.
Supervisor,
I'm very encouraged with this proposal, even though it's been a long,
winding road.
Bumpy journey.
Supervisor, Cars 3, the big movie at the box office this weekend. Roads, the big winner in this budget.
Yes, Rose. We continue to. Well, I will also add that Health and Human Services and housing continue to be big too. But yes, Rose. We're spending almost $12 million. We're adding another million from the new TOT tax that we are getting since that got passed on the ballot. That's the tourism tax for when people come and stay in the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And so altogether, I believe it's over $12 million.
We need a lot of that money just because of the storm damage that we went through this past winter.
Yes, and that is going to be coming, most of that, through the federal government that we applied for the FEMA grants, but not all of it. So we've put aside some more money in the reserves. It's going to be about another $4 million that we're going to have to take care of ourselves.
And I know you put some money away, an additional $500,000 for Andy's Unity Park in Santa Rosa. And can you tell us, Supervisor Zane, what is the status of that project?
Well, it's fully funded. We did fund it for over $3 million when it came to us first last December. And it needed some extra money in order to get everything that is designed for the parks, such as the mural, the wall mural, and you know, things like drinking fountains and things that all parks should have. And so we agreed to fund the extra $500,000 that was needed. So it will be a lovely park, and I'm really proud of that, because I served with Efren on the whole Roseland annexation.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through some really tough times as a board in terms of the Lopez shooting and what it meant to our community and how we could heal from it.
So I think that's why we're curious, Shirley. When are we actually going to be able to visit that park?
Well, you can visit it now, but in terms of, if you're asking about the construction, I believe it is starting this summer. So, yes.
Okay, so it should be soon then.
I'm hoping they'll have it done by the fall. I mean, you know, construction, sometimes it takes longer than you think. But,
you know, $1.59 billion sounds like an awful lot for the 2017-2018 budget. But when you're saying that really you're spending 2.5% more than you did last year, that's not much of a jump.
No, we're trying to keep things conservative, and the reason why is because there are threats from the federal government in terms of cuts, and especially with our two largest departments, which are Health and Human Services. That's about a half a billion as it is. But if there are cuts, then those may affect the matching dollars that we get at the state. So we wanted to be conservative and at the same time recognize what our highest needs were. And I think what we did is we really took our four highest needs that the board prioritized and funded them very well through that. And some of that is housing, some of that is our watersheds and conservation efforts. Some of that is maintaining that safety net that we provide at the county, and then investing in roads and facilities and neighborhoods. So that's the parks, that's the roads, and that's really the thing that people often see first about government. You know, do you pave my road or not?
Yep. It's always a big question for lots of folks, and this is quite a comprehensive deal that has been approved now, and congratulations on that. Thanks for being with us, Supervisor Zane. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. That's Supervisor Shirley Zane on the content of the budget for Sonoma County for the next fiscal year, which starts next month.